Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to talk Blowers Cup rugby now. Joining us online from the EMUs, it's Nigel Staniforth. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Firstly, we'll start with last Friday, the President's long lunch with Andrew Mertens. Was a fantastic afternoon.
Yeah, he's a character. It was really good fun. A nice, relaxed, cracking afternoon. We had four auctions too, so they raised roughly about $15,000 for Andrew Riggs's cause, and which was amazing. Just people chucking their hands up left, right, and centre, and overpaying for items. But yeah, it was a beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, it was a great one, mate. Thank you for including the team at Triple M there as well. We enjoyed ourselves immensely. Now let's talk about the weekend. Gee whiz, there's some interesting reading here. Firstly, let's talk about you blokes. Went down by 2 points to the Cowra Eagles, which I guess bodes well. You're there.
Yeah. I think that was the most frustrating thing. We just couldn't knock it over the line. Like, they were going gunning, I suppose, for a minor premiership, and we were gunning just to get these wins ticking over. So, we went down 7-5. It was started off all right, but it got extremely muddy in the second half and really hard to score. And unfortunately, I missed a few goals. One hit the post and couldn't quite execute those kicks. Probably was the difference in the end. So just means we're not too far off. And we're down the cow, get the minor premiership. And we're there, but we just got to stick to it and get our set piece going and get my kicks and knocking over and get all those little bits put together and have a enjoyable next 3 weeks, hopefully. But couldn't quite do it.
Okay, let's talk about Forbes talking about missing kicks. 33-31, they went down to Dubbo Roos, but I believe there was something. their goal kicker is going to be having a few sleepless nights.
Yeah, I believe so. Like, and that's the beauty of it all. It's come down to the last round for those guys as well to get that fourth spot. I believe Forbes are up by a little bit. Dubbo came flying back. I think the weather was a bit better over there as well, by the sounds of it. And had a shot to clinch it at the end. They couldn't quite do it. So, unfortunately, sport can be pretty cruel sometimes, and that's their season done in first grade, and we get to play Dubbo this weekend.
Okay, yeah. What's happening this weekend and the other grades as well, please?
Yeah, no, there's a lot going on. So, we're in finals weeks now, so it's pretty exciting. So, second grade, so Cowra get to host the first majors on Saturday, so they play Bathurst, and in second grade, we're playing Bathurst as well, in third grade we're over there as well, so that's to get a spot in the grand final. On Sunday, we'll be hosting Dubbo here, and our Colts will be playing City, and our women will be playing Forbes as well. So they're all elimination games, so we're going to go flat chat, and our Mighty 16s won on the weekend, so they're going straight through to the grand final next week in the juniors. For the grades, especially on the Sunday games, we're going to go flat chat, and there's no excuses now. So, lucky enough, we've got everyone back. So, Simon Uphill will be back, and our three forwards will be back with Archie Hall, and, Ollie, and Mark Butcher as well in the group. So, we're building that squad nicely. We'll have a really good 23, and it's what we've been waiting for, to get everyone on the paddock.
So, EMU's first grade Sunday at home.
Yes, at this stage, yeah. So, looking forward to it. So we'll get this field dried up for the weekend, and it's pretty exciting. It's what we've been training for all year to get into the finals, and we're there. And now, lucky enough, this is the first game since round one. We've got a potential squad of 23 and our best players available, which is pretty exciting.
All right, I'm with Nigel Staniforth from the Orange EMUs. Get around them, folks. They are still in the Blowers Cup for this year, and they go up against Dubbo on Sunday at home. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Good luck on the weekend.
No, thank you.